Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Special edition today, Rosh Chodesh, the new month. The Jewish people are compared to the moon, which the moon is always changing. The moon sometimes is full and sometimes is very thin. I mean, that's what it looks like. It's the same moon all the time. Just the way we look at it from wherever we are, it seems different. The Goyim, they go after the sun, which is constant. It's the same exact thing. Now, in life, we have two things. We have consistency, which is more like the sun. It rises and it sets, and it's the same exact thing, more or less. The moon is very inconsistent. Now, it's interesting that the moon, even though it's inconsistent, it's consistently inconsistent, which means that is what its feature is, which is that it changes, it's growing, it's up, it's down, which really fits the message of our life. Our life is ups, our life sometimes has downs, our life sometimes has good times, sometimes bad times. Sometimes we're more in the mood for things, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we love learning Torah, sometimes it's very difficult for us to learn. Sometimes we love to daven, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're doing great in our relationships, sometimes not. Sometimes we're up with money, sometimes money's not going so well, etc., etc. We all have that. And one of the lessons, I think, of Rosh Chodesh is the fact that Klal Yisrael has to remember that we are persistent. We might not be consistent, persistent, which means I'm going to stick through it. I'm going to continue on my journey no matter what. I'm going to continue developing myself. I'm going to continue figuring out a way to get there. Now, no matter what, someone once told me, it's a great line. Someone said that, yeah, I was taught as a kid that I could get through anything and I could accomplish anything and I could push through anything. So someone said to the person, wow, that must be like a heavy load that you have to, you know, that's heavy. Like, oh, I can get through it and I could always get through it. Like that's like a high expectation. So the person said, yeah, but when you can get through anything, you can get through that as well. You can get through that anxiety, right? Sometimes what causes anxiety is I have to like accomplish so much. I have to be so much. I have to be, you know, work so hard to get somewhere. I have to do so much and it's so hard for me. Yeah, but that also means that I can beat my anxiety and I can learn how to deal with my anxiety. So I think the lesson of today is, as we begin a new month, as we begin a new week, I think the lesson might be for us to remember that it's not about me being consistent. Okay, I messed up yesterday. Okay, I messed up last week. Could be I messed up the whole last year. Could be I really messed up. But if I am persistent that I want to get somewhere, I'm going to get one of the biggest inspirations for me in my life. Someone told me that Reb Noach Weinberg, now, I don't know, I'd like to look this up, but it makes sense. Someone told me, Reb Noach Weinberg, Eish HaTorah, the yeshiva, Eish HaTorah, he said that he started 9 different yeshivas before he started Eish HaTorah. I mean, he started Eish HaTorah when he was older. Like, it takes time. I know Rabbi Freifeld started Shayashiv when he was in his 50s or whatever it is. You know, people think that they're going to get somewhere. You know, people, rich people, many, many financially rich people, like they're like, yeah, I went bankrupt 3 times before I became a gazillionaire. So it's not about being consistent, meaning, of course, we want to be consistent. We love to be consistent, but it's not about being consistent. It's about being persistent. Always, I'm going to get there. They say, I'll end off with that. That's the Uz Yashir. Uz Yashir, the song Uz Yashir in the Torah has, if you ever look at it in the actual Torah, has the words and then a blank spot. A word, a blank spot. It's called a Riach Al Gabe Levena. It looks like spots, like there's these words and a lot of like spaces when you look at it. And I heard once the pshat is because that's what a song is. A song is not that everything is just the same consistent thing, because that wouldn't be a song. You'd just be like, what's a song? A song has a good day, a bad day. I messed up. I get right? You fall down, you get back up. That's what it's about. That's what Rosh Chodesh is. Rosh Chodesh reminds us it's another month. It's another opportunity. We're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on starting. I'm going to start over again. I'm going to start over again today. I'm going to start over again this month. We should all be zocha to have an incredible, incredible day, incredible, incredible week, an incredible month. And I think that that incredible means that we're going to work through. We're going to keep on working. I'm going to get better with my anxiety. I'm going to get better with my relationships. I'm going to get better with my money. I'm going to get better with my learning Torah. I'm going to get better with my Shmir Seinayim. I'm going to get better with my Lashon Hara. I'm going to get better at whatever it is that I can do. And you know what? For all those who get nervous, I'll get better at learning how to relax also. How's that? I'm gonna get better at meditating. I'm gonna get better at spending time taking care of myself. Have a wonderful first day, first afternoon, first evening of the rest of your life.